We're reading in the Zohar for All, the portion of Nisan carrying in the article Klal HaAdam, the Whole of Man, item 334. You can ask questions at kab.info, and selected questions will be live. Zohar for All, the portion of Nisan. Ha'idra Rabba Kadisha, item 334.
We're reading so much material, so varied, from all the writings of the Kabbalists. We see the world, ourselves, in all sorts of states. It seems that correction is a complex, complicated thing, difficult, practically impossible. It's only to the point that a man understands that he should, as much as possible, examine, identify incorrect places and ask for corrections. So not think how it will be corrected, because we can never understand, we can never imagine ourselves which state will come instead of the broken state. The only thing is to desire to correct each and every state. Our problem is only what do we mean by correction? Let's say I have a car, and I see various things that are broken. Flat tire, some piston, other things that are not right. My request should not be on fixing the car, but on using it. And then I reveal it corrected. We need to correct the intention, not the action. This is where we forget, because we desire to see a corrected state, but the state will be corrected only in accordance with how much we can and want to use it correctly, in the correct direction, with the right action. Otherwise, the car is standing by the edge of the cliff, and I need to say which direction I wish it to go. Until I choose the correct direction, the car will not be fixed, because they only elevate one in sanctity and not lower him. Only this way. It's very important to know, meaning that we are not correcting the action, but in correcting the intention. It's a totally new degree of observation. It's as if I'm choosing a different pair of glasses to see life through. It's a different differential. And so, if I begin to see, then the correction does not become difficult. I only have to choose correctly how to use it when it's corrected. If you make your desire his, if my intentions are exactly as the Creator's intentions in this, and that part becomes corrected right away. Light finishes everything. It's a sort of a wonder action. Look at it this way, in order to separate the action from the intention. It's a recurring mistake that keeps dragging us to actions. It's a mistake that keeps bringing us down. To a level that is not ours, the level of matter, not the level of men. The level of man is the one who is similar to the Creator. And similar to the Creator, it means that the host and me are sitting by the table. And the table is only an excuse for us to be connected. The most important thing is the intention between us, the relationship between us, not those foods on the table. Is it clear? So don't look at the world as difficult to correct, but sensitivity in identification of what can be corrected, what has to be corrected on my part. This is the entire problem. I'm happy I had a chance to say it. We will expand on this. In the meantime, let's think about that. The Zohar will help us feel it in depth.
Article Klal Ha'adam, the Whole of Man, 334. All those corrections up above in the holy body, which is the Whole of Man, extend from one another and grip one another and water one another, like the blood that extends in the flow of the tendons this way and that way, from this place to another place, and they water the body. Here too, they water one another, and they illuminate to one another, until all the worlds illuminate and are blessed thanks to them. 335. All the sefirot that were not included in the body, in the middle line, rather that they extend from the left line, they are all defiled and impure, and they defile anyone who comes closer to them to know things from them. 336. What is the passion of the klipot, the shells, for the wise disciples? Because they see in them a holy body, and they want to incorporate and suckle from that body. Therefore, are the wise disciples holy angels that are not a goof at all? No. If they were outside of the whole sacred body, the middle line, they would not be holy and they would not exist. Therefore, all of them are in the whole of man, in the middle line, except for those who are not in the whole of the goof, rather they are from the left line, who are impure and defile anyone who comes near them. 337. They are all from the left spirit, who is not mitigated in Adam, the middle line, Zeranpin, and they came out from the whole sacred body and did not cleave onto it. And because of that, they are all impure, and they go and wander in the world, and they come to the hole of the great abyss, in which he through Cain to cleave on to the first din, judgment, called Cain, who came out of the whole body down below, because it was left without right. And they fly and wander in the whole world, and they fly and do not cleave to the entire body, to the midline. Because of that, they are outside of all of the camps, up above and down below, and they are impure. And it is written about them, he resides outside of the camp. 336. And in the spirit called Hevel, evil, which is more perfumed than the whole holy body, other spirits emerge that are more perfumed, and they cleave onto the body and do not cleave. They all hang in the air, and they come out of all the impure spirits, and they hear whatever they hear up above, and from them the spirits down below know, because they tell them. 339. Since the whole of man was perfumed up above, the holy body, male and female, since his Zeranpin and Nukva have joined for the third time, and the perfume of everything has emerged, which is Shet, Seth, and the upper and lower world were perfumed.
So, we are trying to keep at least the connection between us and that which everyone can reveal inside the connection, and most importantly those distinctions that belong to everyone. Then we are in the state of a prayer of many.
And from here, the world was perfected up above and down below. Zon on behalf of the holy body, which is the middle line, and the worlds connect and grip one another, and they become a single body, Seth. And the spirit is extended and enters this body. And in all of them, only one is seen. As written, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The land is full of his glory. That everything is a single goof, because three times holy are the three lines that became one. 340.
On our path towards correction, when all our intentions are always the connection between us, and there cannot be a private individual intention, because an individual is a point, has nothing to care about itself if not to be connected to the entire organism, which is our life, spiritual life. So at all times in trying to connect to the collective body, man reveals in the connection between himself and the collective body all sorts of forms, images that we read about in the text. It could be Pharaoh, be an angel, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, people. Who are they? Those are the forms that the audience, the humanity, or the group, or the world, it doesn't matter, receives in my revelation. The picture that I read about in the Torah is the shape of the general collective vessel that changes, that is revealed each time. But it's revealed out of my tendency towards connection. And that's what they write about in the Zohar. What is every word and every line here? It's how each time it's revealed more and more until the entire Israel will behold it. as the Torah says. I said it so that we will understand that connection is revealing to us spiritual shapes. Period.
Item 340. Once his Zeranpin and Nukva have been perfumed with one another, the din, judgment, is tied to the Rachamim, mercy. And the Nukva is perfumed in the Zachar, Zeranpin. And because of that, no female can rise without the male. One who brings himself in this world outside of the Hall of Man, from the middle line, when he departs this world, he does not enter the Hall of Man, who is called a holy guf, Zeranpin, and Bia of sanctity. Rather, he enters those who are not called Adam, the Bia of impurity, that have come out of the whole body, which is the middle line. 341. It is written, "We shall make doves of gold for you, with dots of silver." That judgment is gold, the illumination of Chokhmah on the left, and it will be perfumed with Rachamim, mercy, the dots of silver. That Chokhmah is clothed in Chasadim, and there is no judgment that would not have mercy in it, because they are incorporated with one another. And it's written about that, "Your cheeks are beautiful like the doves, your neck in the beads. In the doves, doves of gold from the left, in the beads with the silver dots, the right, mercy. Your neck, the entire Nukva, the queen, Malchut. Because in the neck is the temple of up above, the Yesod of Malchut, and Jerusalem of down below, the temple in him, in it, is also called a neck." And all of that is after the Nukva is perfumed in a male, Zachar, and it becomes the Hall of Men. And this is the Hall of Faith, that in the Hall of Men is the entire faith. 342. One who is called Adam, and the soul has departed him and is dead, should not be left lying in his home and leave him lying on the ground because of the honor of that body, so that the disgrace would not be visible in it, that it is a goof, a body without a soul. As written, "A precious man should not be lodged, otherwise he seems like beasts. A man who is more precious than any precious thing should not be sleeping after he's dead, because if they do that, then he's compared to animals. That after his death, he's like an animal. As the beasts were not in the Hall of Man, and therefore the Holy Spirit was not visible in them, so a dead person is also like a beast, a body without a soul. Therefore this body, which is more honored than all, no disgrace shall be seen in it." 344. One who lets the holy body lodge when it is without a spirit causes a blemish in the guf, in the worlds, in the upper Adam. Because of that, it is forbidden to lodge in the holy place, in the land in which justice shall reside, in the land of Israel. Because this honorable guf is called the form of the king. And if he makes it lodge, it seems like one of the beasts without a spirit, like a beast. 344.
Means he's not corrected, so in the honor of the deceased, as soon as possible.
It is written, "And the sons of God have seen the daughters of men, that they have distanced themselves from sanctity and fell in the hole of the great abyss. The daughters of Adam, men, which is Zeranpin, which are the aspect of Hevel, evil, who's more perfumed than the whole sacred body. And it is written, and they gave birth to them. Those are the mighty ones, the people of the Creator, the man of the Creator from the world, world, the days of the world, Zeranpin. However, they are from the Sitra Achra, that one time they cleave onto Zeranpin and another time they don't. And they cleave onto the body and do not cleave to it. They all hang in the world. The people of the Shem, the name for Malchut, that is called Shem, name. And they are not from Zeranpin, who is called a world. And they are the spirits from the left that is not perfumed in the man. Therefore, from them emerge the spirits and devils of the world to cleave onto the wicked ones. 345. It is written, the giants were in the land. This comes to exclude the others who were not in the land. They are the spirits of the left that do not cleave to Zeranpin, but rather to Malchut, the land, the left. The sons of the Lord were not in the land in Malchut. Rather, they cleave and do not cleave to the up to the holy goof, to Zeranpin.
בגוף הקדוש בזרנפין 346.
It is written, and the Lord repented for having made Adam in the land. He came to elicit the Adam of up above that was not in the land, who is not from Malchut, Eretz, land, because the entire judgment of the flood was only in the Malchut, in the land, and not above it. And the Lord repented means Zeranpin. And it is written, and he felt saddened that the actions of the lower ones reach Zeranpin, excluding one who is not saddened by the actions of the lower ones, because the lower ones do not blemish them. And this is above Zeranpin. He was saddened to his heart, because he showed it to the heart of all the hearts, Arich Anpin, that is clothed in the internality of Zeranpin. 347. Initially, we said that, like the example with the doctor, that you have to go there, and then you said that correcting the intention is like some sort of a miraculous cure.
Because we correct the intention, and by that, the action is corrected. If my intention about the car is in using it properly, then I see it is corrected. In our world, they let us do whatever you want, supposedly, until you ruin the world doing what you want. In the spiritual world, to the extent that your intention is corrected, you're allowed to perform an action. It's clear, yeah? With the screen. You correct the masach, the screen, and using the screen, you merit the action. In this world, why is it given like that, like children like that are given toys? In order to teach you. Until you're able in this world to use it correctly, to that extent you're allowed into the spiritual world. That's why it says this world is like a corridor, etc.
Yeah. So according to the question, first we make the right intention, some incident happens, I make the right intention, and then you act after I did my work on the intention?
Without intention, there is no action. It's only in this world. If we act without intention, then we're doing actions, and those actions lower us until we finally understand that we need to have an intention. But in the spiritual world, without an intention, there is no action. There's nothing else to do but the intention.
So to repeat the question, with the example of the doctor, I have a problem. So first I make the intention, then I go to the doctor and say he has to cure me after I did the intention?
If you do it correctly, then in that you perform the correct action of healing. If not, only you're a beast. Meaning, you did not use what you were given correctly. You were given in order to rise, and all you did was heal your beast. Nothing came out of that. So what does the Creator have to do? Give you a different flat tire. Yes.
Let's say I come to the lesson or I do some action of dissemination or some action with the friends, but not with the right intention. What happens then?
Bad.
What am I adding? Some corruption?
Of course.
So what should I do?
Try. You're asking what to do. Try, make an effort. It all revolves around the avut, the mutual guarantee. If we do not provide each other, everyone, to each one, the correct point of measure, a correct observation, will always be in the wrong. Again, if I do not see through the group each and every action and each and every occurrence in life, even now, I'm disconnected. If I think that I see the world the same way, if I see it corrected or broken, I see it to the extent that I'm connected to others. I'm seeing the broken shape or less broken shape, which depends on the degree of connection or disconnection. Only this we can see. What are we revealing? Only this. Well, you can't ask anymore? Don't ask. Okay.
What does it mean to make an intention? To make an intention, you said earlier.
Intention?
Yes, what is this action?
Make an intention means to connect myself with the entire world that is a result of the action of the Creator, that this is how He presents His actions, and that you, in the correct attitude to the world, can come closer to Him. Very simple.
And anyone is able to do that at any given time?
Let's say that I own a farm. I have land, I have orchards, horses, all sorts of things. I hire you to do a job. I see that you're you can become a loyal worker. So I examine your relationship not to me but to my assets, how you relate to the house, the fields, the garden, all those things. My world.
In this example, that slave already has a desire. He doesn't change. He comes and he wants that.
The Creator gives the desire. If he doesn't want, he does not give the desire. If he doesn't give it, he's like an animal in this farm. And to the one he gives the desire, they're like the workers in this farm. Some are loyal all the way, and some are less.
Yes, but this desire, I mean, if the Creator gives it, then what does a slave need to do? Does he have to...
As he says, the Creator discovered someone who has a point of adhesion to him, that would like to cleave unto him, but he cannot bring him in one step all the way up, but he gives him an opportunity, opportunities by which he can advance. That's what we were given. That by the actions that we do between us, we can show him to what extent we would like to cleave unto him, to be close to him, to be in the same thought, in the same intention, the same action. And we'll go to the next part.
Moving on to the next part from TASS.